Let's go to Exodus, if you guys want to follow along. Exodus chapter 2. All right. Marlena, how are you today? You're doing good? Okay. You ready? I got a feeling you're going to ace it today. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. So, let's talk about last week. Were you here last week? Okay, so let's see if you remember, okay? So how did God defeat the mighty Pharaoh's commands? Do you remember how God defeated him? He rose up by raising up humble women. What did they do? Do you remember? What did the women do for Moses? Remember? So by raising up humble women to be his servants, God used the weak things of this world to put to shame the things that are mighty. Okay, so do you remember, how does Moses point to Jesus? Do you remember that? No? Okay, so let's remember together then. So the king of the land tried to kill Jesus. Remember that? Tried to kill Jesus in the New Testament. Remember that? When they sent out to go kill all the babies, and the angel told Joseph to get up and go, and he went somewhere else. Okay, I'm not sure if you remember that story. But just like Pharaoh, he tried to kill Moses the same way. Okay, but God protected both Moses and Jesus and raised them both up to be deliverers of his people. Right, Maddie? Yeah. He's like, yeah. He didn't even look up. So, all right. So let's go ahead and read. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. Okay. All right. Exodus 2, 11 through 22. So here's the three questions I'm going to ask. Okay. All right, you ready, Stephen? These are the three questions, okay? Okay, so how old was Moses when he saw the Egyptian beating the Israelite slave? What did Moses do when he saw this cruel treatment? Was Moses able to hide his murder of the Egyptian? Okay, so remember those. All right, we're going to read Exodus 2:11 through 22. Now, what happened in those days that Moses had grown up, and he went out to his brothers and looked on their hard labors. And he saw an Egyptian striking a Hebrew, one of his brothers. So he turned this way and that. He turned this way and that. And he saw that there was no one around. So he struck down the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Then he went out the next day, and behold, two Hebrews were struggling with each other. And he said to the wicked one, "Why are you striking your companion?" But he said, "Who made you ruler or judge over us? Are you intending to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and said, "Surely the matter has become known." And Pharaoh heard of this matter, so he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh, and he settled in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now, the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to give water to their father's flock to drink. Then the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses rose up and saved them and gave water to their flock to drink. Then they came to Raul, their father, and said, "Why have you come back so soon today?" So they said, "An Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds, and he actually even drew the water for us and gave water to the flock to drink." And he said to his daughters, "Where is he then? Why is it that you have left the man behind? Call him so that he may eat bread." And Moses was willing to settle down with the man, and he gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses. Then she gave birth to a son and named him Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." You got that all down? So question number one, we'll start slow here. How old was Moses when he saw the Egyptian beating the Israelite slave? They didn't say, huh? Does anybody know how old they were?
He was grown.
He was grown, okay. Acts 7:23, adults, can you find that? And tell me if there's an age there. I'm going to go to the next question. And if you have it, raise your hand. Okay, so what did Moses do when he saw this cruel treatment? Do you remember? What did he do when he saw them fighting, or he saw that guy beating the other guy? What did he do? You remember?
He took action.
He took action. What kind of action? He killed him, right? He killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand, hoping no one would see. Okay? Was Moses able to hide his murder? No, he wasn't. Oh, what happened, Marlena? You remember? He saw some other people fighting, tried to break it up, and they said, what are you going to do, take us out too? Then Moses got freaked out, right? He got scared. Okay, so no. Soon Pharaoh heard about it, so Moses ran away to Midian. The Midianites were a part of Abraham's family, and some of them left Jethro, probably worshipped the one true God. All right, do we have an age yet?
40.
40, that's right. He was 40. So, I don't have any candy here. I'll give you some. There you go.
Bell pepper.
Bell pepper? Yeah, there you go. But yes. Okay. So, Moses was a mighty man who wanted to rescue the Lord's hurting people. But he had to learn to wait on God's timing instead of taking matters into his own hands. Okay. So, blood, sweat, and tears. These words describe the bitter slavery of the Israelites. Okay, so Moses was sad because this was his people, right? And remember, Moses was supposed to be dead. But what happened? Remember, they put him in the river, and there was a Pharaoh's daughter that found him, right? And took him in, right? Remember that the story? Okay, who taught that? Was that Stephen, or remember who it was?
Silas.
Oh, Silas, that's right. There we go. What's that?
I haven't taught in a while.
You'll be next, okay?
Right.
Be careful what you ask for. Okay, so year after year, they worked for Pharaoh and longed for deliverance. They wanted to be freed. Okay, imagine if you went back home to where your mom and dad are from and you saw your people enslaved and they were working like slaves all the time, right? Would you be sad? Yeah, you would be sad, right? Me too. 40 years had passed, right? As we saw, 40 years had passed since Moses was born, and there was still no rescue. So ever since Moses was put in the river, he was just a little baby, and 40 years later now, there's still no rescue, okay? But Moses knew his purpose. God would raise him up to bring freedom to the Israelite slaves. So one day he went out to visit the Israelites, okay, like we said. He saw them suffering under the rule of the Egyptian leader, right? And then he saw an Egyptian beating up one of the Israelites, which we just read. And then he jumped in and killed the Egyptian to rescue his brother. That's what we just read. So Moses chose to be treated badly with the suffering people of God and rejected the riches of Egypt for the sake of God's promise. And you see that in Hebrews 11, 25 through 27. So even though Moses believed God's word, it still wasn't God's timing to rescue the Israelites. So even though Moses tried to go intervene, right? But it wasn't God's timing yet. God needed to get Moses ready first. Moses had to lose his quick temper and pride so that he wouldn't trust in his own strength, okay? So, otherwise, if God were to use Moses to free the Israelites, Moses might mistakenly think that he did it out of his own power and not God's, right? So now Moses left. He's sad. He's depressed. He's confused. And then now he's broken, right? He's broken. And now God is beginning to call him, right? God will call Moses back to do something great, okay? So, just as Pharaoh's hand could not destroy the Israelites, Moses' hand could not deliver them. Only God could rescue them. So then he had to break Moses and bring him. So the Lord led Moses out of the wilderness, an empty wild area where there were no people, for 40 years to test him. Okay, so now he's gone for another 40 years, okay? To test him, humble him, and to teach him to trust only in God rather than his own strength. Okay, that way when the Lord would rescue the Israelites, everyone would see that it was God's power and not Moses' power. Remember, Moses tried to save with his hands and ended up taking somebody out. The Lord worked deeply in Moses' heart during those years. So deeply, in fact, that Moses would become the humblest man in the world. Did you know that? That's what the Bible says. If you look at Numbers 12:3, you can go back and look at that, but that's what it says. Okay, so God had an amazing plan for Moses and the Israelites. But first, he had to learn to say, thy will be done, not mine. Okay? So, when God is going to use someone to do mighty things, why does he often humble them first? Do you know why, Marlena? Why would God humble them? To maybe think that they didn't do it, they can, maybe so they don't take credit, right? What do you think, Stephen?
Sorry, that's not asking me a question.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, so when God is going to use someone to do mighty things, why does he often humble them first?
Break them down, build them back up.
Okay, mold them, right? He's the potter, right? Like Jacob, okay? To keep them from trusting in themselves so that they would trust only in the Lord. Thank you, Stephen. That way, when God works through them, he gets all the glory and praise. Okay, Marlene, are you ready? Here's your question. If it is wrong for us to seek our own glory, why is it not wrong for God to do so? That's a good question, huh? So if we can't seek glory, then why is it okay if God does it? Do you know that answer? Why do you think? So God is worthy to be worshipped and glorified, right? Man isn't, right? What are we? We are just what? We're sinners? Oh, absolutely. We're not the creator, right? We're just creatures. Who made us? God, right? That's why he gets all the glory and all the worship, okay? Because he alone is God. He is the creator, while we are all just creatures, okay? So that's real important to remember. So God must humble us, okay? We must submit to him completely in everything, and then he will use us, okay? So humility is very important in serving the Lord. In fact, Christ is the greatest example of humility by dying on the cross for us. All right, so we should pray that the Lord would grace all the members of our family with humility so that when he uses them for his kingdom, they would glorify God and not ourselves, okay? All right, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this example of humility, Lord, and breaking down Moses. And then eventually we see, Lord, that you'll call him back to do his work. But Moses, Lord, was humbled through just his passion, Lord, for his brothers and sisters. And Lord, he had probably the right intention, but he acted out wrongly, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you help us, Lord. Sometimes we act out in a way that does not glorify you, Lord, but I pray that you humble us, Lord, and then bring us back, Lord, to finish your work, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray in your name. Amen.